daf is Erevin daf ayin ches. Okay, and we're going to start on the bottom of daf ayin zayin amud beis, the last line. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avua. We're talking about other additional halachos of trying to make the wall shorter, less than 10 tfachim. If it's less than 10 tfachim, then you can, if the wall is less than 10 tfachim and you have a ladder, then that's considered like a Pesach, an opening, and you can join the two different courtyards as one for an Eruv. So Rav Barbua says, Ziz Hayotze Min HaKosa. Let's say there is a board that extends from the wall. Arba al arba. So it's 4x4 tfachim. Vihiniach olav sulam. And you place a ladder. I guess you lean this ledge on top of a ladder. And the ladder is on the ground. So kol shehu miato. So even if the ladder is not 4x4 tfachim, it would still shrink the height of the wall, as it were, because it's considered as if the ledge is connected with the ladder under it. And the ledge is 4x4 tfachim below Amran Ella de Osvele. It's only when you lean the top of the ladder on the ledge of al Osve Bahadei Arvuche Arvache. However, if it's next to it, if the ledge is next to the ladder, then it's simply considered as if you lengthen the ledge to the place of the ladder, but the ladder is not considered steps to the ledge because it's not placed on it, and the ledge would not be able to diminish the height of the wall. Amar Rav Nachman, because remember we said that if it's less than 10 tefachim high, then you can, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, then you can create like a Pesach, it's like an opening. And you can join the two chatzeros on either side of the wall. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Aravua, Kosel Tisha, also Terch Ziz Echad Latiro. Let's say you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high. All you need is one ledge to allow it for you to carry through any ladder, as long as it's in the middle of the wall, so that it's within 10 tefachim from the it's like less than 10 tefachim below the ledge and less than 10 tefachim above the ledge to the top of the wall. If the wall is 20 tefachim high, then you need two ledges to permit it, one within the bottom 10 tefachim and one in the top 10 tefachim. Rav Chista, hu shemidon zeh shelo keneged zeh. So when that which two ledges help, that's when they're not next to each other, so that you can place a ladder from the ground to the first ledge, and in an angle, and a ladder to the second ledge on an angle. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Amud Rishus Aram Gavoa Sav Rachav Arba'a Benatz Bo Yosik Kol Shu Miato. Let's say you have a pillar, base in Rishus Aram that's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4 tefachim. So again, if something is 10 tefachim high, 4x4, then that's a Rishus Hayachid, and then so you hammered in, you banged in on like a peg of a thickness of any size, so that would diminish the width of the pillar from being four tefachim, and now it's no longer a rishus hayachid because you cannot use it anymore. It's not 4x4 tefachim of space that you can use. Amar Vada Bar Ava Uva Gavoa Shlosha says that it's only when the peg is at least 3 tefachim high that it would diminish the size. However, less than that, it would not, because anything that's less than 3 tefachim high, it's like considered the roof of the pillar. It's considered as if it's not a separate, that doesn't diminish from it. Rabbi and Rabbi disagree, and they say even if it's not 3 tefachim high, it would still diminish the dimensions of the pillar. My time, what's the reason of Bayan Rava lo mishtamesh lei? Because you cannot use the pillar in this area where you had the peg was nailed in. Rav Ashi, v'afilu shegavoa shlosha. Even if it's higher than 3 tefachim, it's not mamayit. So this is a third opinion. It does not diminish. My time, what's the reason? Efshad the toy be mida, you can hang something on the peg. So it serves a functional purpose, therefore will not diminish the dimensions of this platform. Milo kulo biyaseda. Let's say again, according to Ravashi, who says that even if one peg is higher than three tefachim, since you can use it, so it's considered, you know, part of the dimensions of the platform. Let's say you fill the whole platform with pegs. So you can't, so basically then you can't use the, you know, you can't use it to hang anything on it because the whole thing is filled with it. So Ma, what's the halacha? Amar lei, lo shemi halach. Did you not hear? Ha, da amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, bor v'chol yosem yistafir lasar. Let's say you have a pit, and let's say you dig a pit, and the dirt now forms, I guess, a rim around the edges of the pit. So the dirt together, the dirt, let's say like it's five tefachim, you dig a pit that's five tefachim deep, and the dirt around the pit, because you have this dirt that you dug, and that sort of fills, I guess, a rim around the pit, and that's another five tefachim. They can join together to achieve 10 tefachim. So therefore, just like the depth of the pit combines with the height of the dirt around it to become 10 tefachim, so too we would say the same thing when it comes to this platform that's full of these yusedos, these pegs. So that would meet the dimensions of four tefachim, four before tefachim, and 10 tefachim high. But Ravashi explains this halacha of Yochanan. Ramai, he's going to explain a little further. Ramai, why is the roof of the? I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're not done with it yet. I'm sorry, with the board, with the pit yet. So he says, Ramai, why is the roof of this dirt considered like a rishus arabim, like the top part of it? Halo mishtamishla, you can't use the top part of the dirt, the rim. You know, you can't use it. Elamai shlachmer, what can you say? The manach midi umishtamish. So what do? You probably put, if you put a board or a stone on top of the pit, so now you can use the area on top of the surface of the pit. So that's how it can join together to be four tefachim. Even if you didn't put the board there. So since it's fit, and as you have, the pit is five tefachim deep, and now you have a rim of five tefachim, and you could put a board on there. So since you could put a board on there, we view it as if it's now 10 tefachim, and with the right dimension. So achanami demanach midei umishtamesh. So we're saying here that also the place of the pegs is fit to be used, you know, by placing, let's say, a board on top or on top of the pegs, and you can use it, and therefore we view it as four by four tefachim, even if you did not place a board on top of it. Now the Gemara is going to bring a debate among the Amoraim regarding a ladder that is used to minimize the height of the wall of 10 tefachim. Does it need to reach the top of the ladder, the ladder need to reach the top of the wall or not? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kosel Asara. So let's say you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high. So Tzarech Sulam Arba Sark De Latir. You need a ladder that's 14 tefachim in order for you to permit to connect the two chatzeros. Why? Because you can't just lean a ladder right up against the wall. You can't climb like that. You need to put it on an angle. So you have to put on an angle of, you have to make it 4 tefachim out. So in a way that's easy to climb on the ladder. Yosef Amar Afilu Shlosha Sarmasha, even 13 tefachim and a little bit, that's also sufficient. Abaye Amar Afilu Achada Sarmasha, he holds even 11 and a little bit, that's sufficient. Why? Because he says that let's say if you distance, let's say the legs of the wall are 4 tefachim from the kotel. So then, when you reach the top of the ladder, you're still going to be within three tefachim of the top of the wall, based on the principle of lavud. So then we say that since the top ladder will be within three tefachim of the wall, it's connected to the top of the wall. Rav Huda Breda Rav Yeshua Amar Afilu Shiva Umashi, even if it's 7 and a little bit tefachim, that's good enough. Why? Because he's holding that the ladder is that if even if it's straight up, it minimizes the height. And when you put it straight up, if it's seven and a little bit, so that's within three tefachim of the top. And based on lavud, it works. Amar Rav says sulam zakum. Now we're going to explain this position that holds that a ladder that's straight, you know, up against the wall, that could also diminish the height, in a sense, so that you can join together the two courtyards to become in one area. Sulam zakuf memait. So Gemara b'leidana mai taima. So I heard this tradition. Rav says that a ladder that's straight up against the wall without any angle, it diminishes the height of the wall. And I heard this from my rabbi. I didn't know what the reason was. Amar Shmuv lo yada'aba taima daha milsa midi havi ha'itz tabal kavisa. Didn't Rav know the reason? Shmuel says that it's similar to a platform that's on top of a platform that we saw in yesterday's daf, that it helps, even if they stand right on top of the other. Even though it's hard to climb up, but it's still, you can technically climb up. So let's say cut palm branches that from Bavel that you place them near the wall in order to diminish the height. You don't need, it doesn't need to be connected to the ground. My time, what's the reason? That they can diminish them. How could that be? Because you're allowed to move them on Shabbos because they're a kli, because you can sit on these palm branches. So normally speaking, if you can move something, that is, you can move it, then it doesn't diminish the height, because we're concerned that what? You're going to move it in the middle of Shabbos. So we only accept something you're not going to move it on Shabbos. So the Gemara responds, kivedad kovatam. They're very heavy. And because they're very heavy, so the heaviness, establishes them in their place. No one's going to move them, and therefore they would diminish the height of the wall so that you could connect the two courtyards on either side of the wall. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Oshaya, Sulam Shabbat Leitzrichim Keva, Mai Tavik Vedekovata. Rav Oshaya says the same thing. The ladders above El, that are laid on the wall, also do not require to be connected to the ground for the same reason, because they're very heavy, so not going to be moved. Ma'adabar sulabos kol shekein dekali. Ma'adabar dekali bal sulabos lo. So the Rav Oshaya, who said this halacha by sulabos, by ladders, that they diminish the height without being connected to the ground, certainly dekali also, he would say that. But the one who said that dekali, Rav Chiya, who said that dekali, the palm branches, can diminish the height even without being connected to the ground, he would say that's the case only with the palm branches, but not with the ladders. Because they need to be connected to the ground. I guess the palm branches are heavier. Boy, mine, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked Rabbi the following question. Sula, bikad, v'sula, bikad, v'kashin, be'emtza. So let's say you have a ladder, a small ladder on one side, a small ladder on another side, and you have, straw in the middle. So the each ladder is less than four tefachim, and to so that the ladder will be four tefachim wide, you put some straw as rungs of the ladder. So is that good enough? Maho, what's halacha? Amar lei, ein kafa rega ola b'kan. You can't walk on this. You can't walk on this straw. Then it doesn't help. It's not considered a ladder to diminish the height of the wall. What about kashim mikan, the kashim mikan, the sula b'emsa? What if you have the straw on each side, and you have the ladder that's not four tefachim in the middle, but together with the straw, they are four tefachim? What's the halach? La'amar lehu, la'amar le, rei kafir ga'ola b'kan. Yeah, so that's okay, because your feet will go up on the rungs of the ladder. And I guess the straw, which is on the side, that just you could hold with your hands, and apparently that will work. But the what you put your feet, it needs to be a little sturdier. Rav Yosef now asks Rabbah on the top of Ayin Chesam and Beis, Chakak lahashlim bakosel bikaba. So let's say you had a ladder that was very narrow, that wasn't 4x4 tefachim, and you want to engrave. You want to carve out to so that you can complete the four tefachim in the wall. So bikama, so how far, right? How much do you have to engrave it? So that is the, so to complete it for with four to complete the width of four tefachim. Amalei basara, you need to carve out a height of at least 10 tefachim, different rungs. I mean, you're creating sort of rungs in the wall. You're carving out so that you have four tefachim combining the carve out with the ladder. Let's say the ladder is two tefachim, but you and then you carve out a 10. Right. Well, I think you need it. I think you're doing it for both reasons. I think that on the one hand, you are carving it. We're saying how high does it have to be? That I'm agreeing with you. But you also have to. Why are you carving it out? You're carving it because the ladder itself is only like let's say two tefachim wide, and you want to carve it out so that it's four tefachim wide. So you're carving out a tefach on either side. The question is. What you said, how high do you have to carve it out? You have to carve it out. Right. No, I'm agreeing with you. It's both the width and the height, I think. I don't think it's just the height. So that after the height is, after you carve the height of 10 tefachim with the width of 4 tefachim, so then we don't care if the wall is higher than that. Amar le chakuko kulo bakosel. If you carved out the width entirely in the wall, that you did it, there's no ladder at all. You just carved down the wall, four tefachim bekama. Amar le melo kamasel. There, you have to carve it out all the way to the top of the wall. So the Gemara asks, Maishna, what's the difference? Why in the case with where there's a ladder and you're just widening it, does it not have to go to the top of the wall versus if it's you're carving everything into the wall, it has to go to the top of the wall? Malay, hasam, if there's a ladder already, mistalik lay. So you can go up, but it's easy to go up, but so that you can be permitted to be ma'arev between the chatzeros, you need an opening between them, and that's only where it's four tefachim on a height of 10 tefachim. So therefore, you just need to engrave it for 10 tefachim. You need to engrave a four tefach width for a height of 10 tefachim. But haka lo mistalikle. But here, where you didn't set up a ladder, but you simply have, I guess, in levels to inclines to carve out, so then we require you to, it's not easy to climb, and therefore you need to be able to go all the way to the top of the wall. Boy, b'nei Rabbi Yosef b'Rabba. So Rabbi Yosef asked the following question of Rabba. Asa le'ilad sulab mahu. So he says, let's say you want to make a tree into a ladder to carry it, you know, to cut it in a way that you can now climb on the tree. So tiboy la rabbi, tiboy la rabbanon. So this is the question both according to Rabbi and the rabbanon. What's the issue with Rabbi versus the rabbanon? So in Daf Lamed Beis, Rabbi said, we saw this debate between Rabbi and the rabbanon. According to Rabbi, let's say you put your erev tchumim, you put your food for an erev tchumim in a tree. So what's the halacha? You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. So you can't get to the food on Shabbos. However, this gzeira of not climbing a tree, according to Rebbe, is only on Shabbos and not Bein HaShemashos. So since you can climb the tree on Bein HaShemashos, so then you can, and that's good, as long as the eruv is fit, you can get the eruv ben hashmashos, so then you can place the eruv on top of the tree. The rabbanon, though, disagree. They hold that if you place the ate the food on a tree, it doesn't help, because according to them, even Beit HaShemoshos, you can't take the food from the tree, because they said that any Gzeira Drabbanan applies even Beit HaShemoshos. So this question about whether you could use this tree as an opening, as a Pesach, between the two Chatzeros, so you can make an air between them, you can ask whether you hold like Rebbe or like the Rabbanan. And now we're going to explain both sides. Tiboy, the Rebbe, I can't look my Rebbe Hassan called the Barshu Mishim Shvus Logos Rolov. So according to Rebbe, who says that any Issad Rabbanan, they didn't make a Gezeira Beit HaShemoshos, Hadimili Beit HaShemoshos, this is Beit HaShemoshos. That's with when it comes to Erev Tchumim. Erev Tchumim, the goal for Erev Tchumim is your Kona Shvisa. When you establish your residence for Erev Tchumim, Beit HaShemoshos. So since Beit HaShemoshos, you climb up a tree, so they can say, you can put your Eru food on top of a tree. Avokula Yoma, when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, it's not about what's going on Beit HaShemoshos. You need to have that opening the entire day. So if you can't use it the entire day and go from one courtyard to the other courtyard, it's no good. So maybe the Rebbe would say it's no good. Or Dilma, feel the Rabbanan, Pischahu, maybe according to Rabbanan, he's going to say, listen, the ladder that's created by the tree is a valid opening, but what? Are Yehudir Viala? But what? The Rabbanan made a decree, Minat Torah, that's a valid Pesach. The rabbis told you, okay, you can't climb on the tree. So you have like a lion that's crouching on there. And so you can't do it. You can look at it like a chetza gavra distinction. So there is a chetza. The object is defined. There is a Pesach. So because there's a Pesach, so therefore, you, as long as there's a defined Pesach, so then you can make an Erev Chatzeros. Yeah, the rabbis say that you, the individual, you can't climb up on it, but there is a bona fide Pesach. So maybe that's good enough for an Erev Chatzeros. Now, Rabbi Yosef asked another question. Asola Asherah Sulam. Let's say you make an Asherah tree. An Asherah tree is a tree that's used for Avodah Zarah. So can you make that into a ladder? So, Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboy the Rabbanan. This is a question on Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Why? Rabbi Yehuda says in Daf Lamed Aleph that if you put your Erev Tchumim in a kever, you make your Erev Tchumim in a grave, the Erev works, even though the kever is Aser Bahana. You can't derive benefit from a kever because... So, right, so he said, so, and also we're going to see why. And then, and so just like a kever, you cannot derive benefit from a kever. So you would think also you can't derive benefit from an asherah. So since an Erev Tchumim works for a kever, if you put a kever, so maybe Erev Chatzeros would work for an asherah. And you can also ask Kohen to Rabbanan who hold that Erev Tchumim does not work for a kever. So maybe also Erev Chatzeros also by a ladder of an asherah, So they want to know, maybe Vayir Chatzeros, maybe it would work. So we're going to ask now. Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda, quote Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe I can't look more Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam the Mutter Lignos Bias Bisur HaNoah. Now the Hasam Basa de Kona Lei Erev Lonichale de Lintar. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda held that you're allowed to establish your residence for Erev Tchumim by something that's Isur HaNoah like a grave. Why? Because there, as soon as you've established residence, you don't care, and the Eruv takes effect, you don't care to watch the bread anymore. You don't care if it gets destroyed. Why? Because it doesn't make a difference. It works. It's gone into effect. And you're really not deriving benefit by having the grave sort of guard the bread. So therefore, there's no Hana'a. There's no Hana'a. However, by Eruv Chatzeros, it's made for your Hana'a because you need to be able to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, even for a permitted purpose. See, an Erev Tchumim only works for, Erev Tchumim, according to Rabbi Huda, only works for a mitzvah. You can only make an Erev Tchumim only for the purpose of a mitzvah. And therefore, the kever, and when you say mitzvahs lav lehonos mimeno, so there's no benefit for it. There's no benefit. However, an Erev Chatzeros is created even for a Devar Rishus, even for a permiss, something that's not a mitzvah. So maybe you would say that here an Asherah, if this ladder is from an Asherah, you could not derive benefit from it. And therefore, if you're using it to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, then you are benefiting from something that's in Isser Hanah that you can't derive benefit from. Well, Dilma, or maybe you could argue, if you're the Rabbanan, maybe even according to Rabbanan, they would say that even though even though the Rabbanan say that an Erev Tchum doesn't help with a Kever, they're going to say that a Asherah works here. Why? because Pischahu, it still is the Asherah creates a valid Pesach, the Arya de Reviala. And again, it's a valid Pesach, it's a valid opening, it because it's created a like a doorway, as it were, because from the ladder, and it's like a lion that's crawling on top, crouching on top of it. In other words, there's a Torah prohibition, you're not allowed to use it, but there still is a Pesach. So maybe the definition of an Erev Chatzeres is to be permitted as long as you have a Pesach. That's a question either way. Omar Le, Ilan, Mutar, Ashera, Asura. Rabbi says that an Ilan, a tree, you can make an Erev Chatzeres through it because it's an opening that's fit for use, but there's a lion that's crouching on it. But an Asherah, there you can't derive benefit from the Asherah, so you can't, therefore it doesn't work. So it's interesting. I guess what he's saying is one's Doraisa, one's Drabonon. In other words, with the tree, you can make the Erev Chatzeros with it. Why? Because it's a valid Pesach, but the rabbis say you can't climb on it, but it's a valid opening. But the Asherah, I guess what we're saying is that since it's a Doraisa, so therefore it's no good. Masik Rav Chisa and Rabbi should be the opposite. Rav Chisa says, "Ilan Shisur Shabbos Gori Blow." When it comes to a tree that the prohibition of Shabbos causes it that you can't use it on Shabbos, Nitzar. So then you should be able to carry. You shouldn't be able to use it for Erev Chatzeros. Asher Shisur Davar Acher Gori Blow. When it comes to Asherah, it's not a Shabbos prohibition. It's another prohibition. So Lo Nitzar. So maybe you should be allowed to carry. It Barnami. Kiasa Rabbi Amar Rabbi Lozer Amar Lo Amar Rabbi Ba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kolchi Yisur Shabbos Gorim Lo Aser Kolchi Yisur Davar Acher Gorim Lo Mutar. So we make that distinction. Either Rabbi Lozer said this or Rabbi Yochanan said this, that anything where if there's a prohibition of Shabbos attached to something, then you can't use it to permit something on Shabbos. So since that you can't use a tree on Shabbos, according to the Rabbanon, you can't use that to permit Erev Chatzeros. However, if it's some other prohibition, like an Asherah, then you can use it for to allow something on Shabbos, again, because maybe it's just all your goal is simply to create a Pesach. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, Ilan Pluksa D'Rabbi Rabbanon, and Vasherah Pluksa D'Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that this is actually a debate. Just like how they debate by Erev Tchumim, they're going to debate here. And just like that, just like Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanon debate by Asherah, they're going to debate here. And actually, the Rishonim actually have different opinions about how we paskin. There's no clear consensus. The debate amongst Rishonim as to how we paskin in both these cases. Chorit Sheh Mishnah, Chorit Sheh Ben Shtei Chatzeros. Let's say you have a ditch that separates between two different courtyards. And Omok Asara, let's say it's 10 tfachim deep, the Rochav Arba, and it's 4x4 tfachim. So, Arvin Shtai Ve'im Arvin Me'achad. So now, every Chatzer makes its own Eruv, and you can't join them together. Why? Because the ditch is like its own Mechitza. It's the requisite, it's 10 tfachim long and 4 tfachim wide. So it's like a wall that's 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. That's like a bona fide wall to separate the two courtyards. Afilu mali kashel tevet. Even if the ditch was filled with straw, then the halacha would remain the same, or hay, because that's not significant. But if it's mali ofer tzoros, but it's full with dirt or pebbles, then it is considered as if it's filled in. And then ma'arvim echad ve'ein ma'arvim shtayim. Then you join them together, and you can't separate because if it's a ditch but it's filled with dirt, it's like there's no ditch at all. Nasar alav neser. Let's say you placed on the ditch a board shirachav arba tfachim. That's 4x4 tfachim, right? V'chein shtei gezus traos. Or similarly, let's say you have two different balconies in two different courtyards that are zukadegadu, that are opposite each other. And each one, right, same thing. If you have a board to connect the two balconies, then Marvin Shtayim. So in that case, which is the board, then you can, they you can say, you know what, the board does not connect us, and each Erev is separate. If you want, then they can make an Erev together. So you have the option, if you have a 4x4 tefach board, to connect the two balconies or the two areas that are separated by a ditch. Pachos mikan, if the board is less than 4x4 tefachim, it's not considered like an opening. Then they're separate, because you can't easily access from one to the other. The Gemara now is going to ask the question about the straw or the hay. How can you say that's not good enough to fill the breach? So the Gemara says, is it true that straw, that even though you're going to, let's say, remove it, it doesn't serve to close the ditch? We said that what? Now let's say you have a haystack that's 10 tfachim high between two courtyards. Then basically you establish two eruvim, but you cannot establish one eruv. So what do we say? We see here that you have straw that can establish a valid partition. So Rabbi says, everyone agrees that if it's 10 tfachim high, then, like a haystack 10 tefachim high, that serves as a machitz, as a wall, even if you're going to remove it in the future, as long as it's still there. But when it comes to serving as a chatzitza, to fill in the ditch, which is already considered, to make it considered sealed, that's something different. If you're mavatel, if you nullify the hay inside to leave it there, so then chayitz, then it serves to close off the breach. Ilo batle, but if you did it, just put it there just regularly, lo chayitz, it wouldn't serve to close and to seal the breach. So there's a difference whether it's a machit, trying to create a machitza, versus a chatzitza. Okay, so we'll stop.